More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, difficult decisions. Are you facing a tough decision? Stuck in a discernment dilemma? We'll help you choose a direction with confidence. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with it.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Today on More to Life, difficult decisions. Are you facing a tough decision? Do you feel like you're stuck in a discernment dilemma? We're going to help you find confidence and choose the direction that God has in His heart for you with steps toward healthy discernment. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And as I said, we are talking about discernment today. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, 877-573-7825. And tell us, are you confused about what God wants you to do in a particular situation, about a particular problem or challenge you're facing? Do you have to make a decision, but you feel unsure about which choice is the right one? Maybe you're trying to decide whether to stay in a relationship or leave your job or pursue some new opportunity. However indecision is affecting you, we want to help you apply the steps of healthy discernment so that you can know God's will and confidently take those next steps. 877-573-7825.
I want to take a moment, though, Greg, and really talk about what in the world discernment means. You know, a lot of us know I have to make a decision about something. I have to decide. But the word discernment has more layers to it than that. And I remember when I was first came back to the Catholic Church as a teenager. I was about 15 or 16 when I came back. And at that age, you're making a lot of decisions. You're making decisions about who your friends are or if you're going to date someone. You're making decisions about where you're going to go after high school. Are you going to go to college? Are you going to go to trade school? How far away will you go? All of these things. And I remember talking to my mother, who was not a religious person in any way, shape, or form, and didn't speak that same language. And I would talk about, well, I'm trying to discern this. And she said, what in the world does that mean? Just make up your mind. And I really think it's important to talk about the fact that, like, discernment really does, in a Christian context, really allow us to kind of lean into getting guidance from God, trying to understand things from His perspective and what His plan is for us. It's not just about us making up our minds according to our own will and preferences.
And it's also more complicated than just what I feel the greatest peace about.
Yes,
because
you're right.
Sometimes we don't necessarily feel peace about the decision that God wants us to make, because it challenges us to grow in ways that we'd prefer not to grow, because it asks us to do things that maybe are a little harder than we'd like to take on. You know, discernment, there is a long history in the Church of good rules for discernment. St. Ignatius in particular did a lot of work on this and has a lot of wisdom on this topic. And in fact, his spiritual rules of discernment really guide a lot of what we do in the pastoral counseling practice. But they're very powerful and very simple practices that anybody can use to get a clearer sense of what God wants from us in big and small things. And so we want to help you make those difficult decisions with grace and clarity today on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let us know, are you confused about a particular decision you have to make, what to do about a problem or challenge you're facing, or, you know, you're just trying to decide, for example, whether to stay in a relationship or keep your job or change to pursue some new opportunity. However indecision is affecting you, we want to help you apply those steps of healthy discernment so you can know God's will and confidently take those next steps.
Or if you have someone in your life who is trying to figure some stuff out, these kinds of questions for themselves, and they're letting you know that they're, you know, trying to do this and they're uncertain about something, and you want to know what kinds of things can you say or what kinds of questions can you ask them that will help them make a godly decision, the decision that is right for their lives, especially if you're looking at their decision-making process and thinking, they're heading for a wall. They're not making this decision in right order with God. I've got real concerns here. We can help you help them.
You know, I mean, you know, this plays out in relationships all the time, too. So, for example, in marriage, you know, where your spouse says, I want to do this, you know, or I feel led in prayer to do this.
And
you know, you're like, well, I'm not feeling that at all. I'm not sure what to do about that. You know, how do you discern as a couple to make those decisions? In family life, you know, when you're parenting and you've got kids who want to do this activity or be involved in those things or, you know, just whatever, dealing with stuff in the world, we need to be discerning these questions as a family. But there are very few places we can go to learn how to do that as a family. We, to the degree that we learn anything about discernment at all, it tends to be more of an individualistic thing or something that we do with a spiritual director. But again, you know, St. Ignatius talked about how discernment really should be done in community. And the family is that first community that God created to help us know his will and come together in prayer. So we want to help you really look at all of these decisions that you have to make, big or small, to help you discern what God is calling you to next. 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Difficult Decisions, as we talk about discernment and being confident in your ability to know God's will for your life and relationships. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And maybe you're wondering, well, what is that? And how could it possibly give me any practical insights at all on making these decisions that I'm facing in my life? Well, I'm glad you asked. So when St. John Paul was Pope, he basically reflected on a huge question. Namely, if we looked at everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation, history, all of it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and building healthy, holy relationships?
St. John Paul II's theology of the body reminds us that making good decisions requires us to have the right goal in mind, namely choosing what allows us to pursue a more meaningful, intimate, and virtuous life, and also inviting the people around us to be their best selves. Good decision-making is not about avoiding conflict or pleasing everyone or minimizing discomfort. Rather, it's about choosing what leads us and those affected by our choices toward deeper intimacy with God, authentic relationships with others, and growth in virtue. The theology of the body reminds us that we are made for self-giving love, and that means our decisions should reflect a sincere desire to use our gifts to bless others, grow closer to God, and become the person that God created us to be.
So when we're facing a big decision, we can ask, what choices will help me be more of a gift to others? Which of the choices in front of me will help me use my gifts to make a positive difference? What choices will serve the good of those around me? Not just their immediate comfort, but their eternal good. You know, St. John Paul emphasized that every person has to be free to do what they believe is best in a given situation, but he also reminded us that freedom isn't just the ability to choose. It's actually the ability to choose well. And discernment, rooted in the theology of the body, gives us the confidence that we're not just chasing approval or an easy life, but that we're actually answering God's call to love and to use everything he's given us to be a blessing to others and build his kingdom. Okay, so that all sounds great in theory, but how about how it applies to your life and the decisions that you're facing? Today's show is titled Difficult Decisions. Are you facing a tough decision? Stuck in a discernment dilemma? Confused about what God might be asking you to do about a particular situation, problem, or challenge, or choice that you have to make? Let us help you confidently discern God's will and take those next steps with grace and courage. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today and we bring to you those big decisions, difficult decisions that we have to make. And we ask you to enlighten the mind of our heart so that we can hear your voice and know your will. When we're facing these decisions, help us not to focus on what would please everybody or what would help us avoid difficulties or just have an easy life, but help us to really reflect on what would enable us to lead more meaningful, intimate, virtuous lives, and what would help us to be our best and bring out the best in others, so that in everything that we do, every choice we make, we're not just making decisions, but building your kingdom. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Difficult Decisions, as we talk about the steps of discernment. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Diane, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Atlanta, Georgia.
On the quest. Hey, Diane, welcome to More to Life.
Well, thank you.
What can we do for you today, Diane?
I am widowed and no relatives nearby, and I have a soon-to-be 50-year-old autistic son that I've had him in two living situations. The one folded, and the second one had a lot of problems, and the CEO left, and we've had two new CEOs, and there is going to be a slow process to get it fixed. Yeah. And he lives in an apartment, which is really good for him. And he got moved from one apartment where he had more services with his waiver, but they put him with a self-pay fellow, and my son can not get as much funding as he could have if this fellow had a waiver too. So we've had lots of problems, and the thing is, some of the things are stable now, like he gets to work on time and he's been getting the food that he needs pretty much, and I have to keep prompting him and I have to follow up on every part of his program. And
sure.
I mean, it's just unreal what's happening. I had contacted a foundation to help with different things for disabilities, and they gave me a bunch of stuff that I had to do myself, all this stuff, and I was just getting
so hard.
All I do basically is take care of him and the paperwork and make sure everybody's doing what they're doing. Nobody
yeah.
answers the phone, nobody calls back, nobody answers texts. So anyhow, this company, the foundation, said that they would help, and they would check out some three places to move him to and get more funding. But I'm thinking I'm just going to be jumping into the fire. And the apartment manager he has is the fellow, the kind of person you were talking with about the limbic system problems.
I'll clarify for listeners, you can't ask
him questions, and even my yeah. son, he just goes in a tirade. And my psychologist said that he has a cognitive filter that perceives criticism. Sure. Okay,
so how can we help you today, Diane? What is it that you're asking of us?
I'm trying to decide. I'm thinking I just need to tell that foundation people I'm just going to wait for a while and see what happens with this new CEO and things, because, like I said, he's getting some stuff. He doesn't have a staff person that has.
So what are you making that? What are you basing that decision on? So what's the concern with the working with
first
the new
of
foundation?
All, moving him would be monumental. I mean, okay. It would be unreal, and he'd have a lot of behaviors and all kinds of stuff. Right now, everything's going pretty good. And like I said, he is getting to work on time.
So there are some benefits. And let me ask you this, since we're talking about discernment here, how exactly are you praying about this decision?
Oh, I meant to tell you, first off, every day I ask St. Ignatius to intercede for me for discernment.
Great. So I want to walk you through some steps on this to continue to reflect on it. It sounds like you're heading in the right direction, and you seem to have some clarity. This is, there's a lot going on. You feel overwhelmed. I totally get that. We have a lot of friends who have adult children with disabilities of various kinds, and it's a full-time job. And I want to thank you for being willing to support your son this way, and for calling up today to share, your frustrations, and I hope that we can offer some support to you here. And again, you're already taking some good steps in this. Since you're talking about St. Ignatius, Ignatius talked about three different modes of discernment. The first one tends to be when we couldn't possibly know what the right answer is. And that's when kind of God whaps us upside the head with just the clear answer that puts a neon sign for us. Think Paul getting knocked off his horse. Saul couldn't possibly have known that he should stop killing Christians and become one, right? So God made a very dramatic appearance that completely altered his life. The second mode of discernment, though, is more common, and it tends to happen when it's a choice between two equally good things, or seemingly equally good things. And that's where St. Ignatius talks about the more we sort of pray and reflect on the thing and gather new information and bring that information back to prayer and just sort of sit with it all over the course of time, it's like the sun coming up in the morning. You're looking at the horizon, and first it's dark, and then it gets a little brighter, and suddenly this is what I should do. And that doesn't just come from saying, okay, God help me, or St. Ignatius, pray for me. Those are important things to do, but it comes from really taking time to reflect in God's presence, to get new information and to bring that information back to prayer and reflection, and just sitting with it until you sort of get the sense that this is what I should do. And then the third option, St. Ignatius talks about basically how God informs our own will. We have a tendency to think that I shouldn't act unless, God gives me this big sign, that just trusting my judgment isn't okay. But in that third case, St. Ignatius talks about how God gave us our will and our intellect, and he informs our will and intellect if we bring that to him in prayer. And so we gather information, we pray about it, and then we make the best conscious decision that we can. So those are the three options that we have for discerning any big question. And it sounds to me like you're doing a lot of what's required of that second step. The only thing I would ask you to do, because this is so stressful and there's so much involved and you feel so overwhelmed, I'm just going to ask you to try to take some time to reflect, to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament, for example.
Yes.
To take some time every day, just 5 minutes in quiet prayer, where you're not necessarily talking to God, but just listening to what God is saying to you through the information you've gathered so far and through the resources that you've got. And trust that God is informing that process so that you can make the best decision with this. It sounds like you already have some leanings in that sense, that the sun is coming up over the horizon. But sit with it a little bit more so that you can be confident in what those next steps are. And I would also suggest you don't close any doors. So, for example, if you say to that foundation that you want to take some time to really reflect on it, don't say, I'm done, I don't want to use you. Just leave it open for the possibility of coming back once the new CEO is in. And
ask them, really, is that a possibility?
Right.
How long could there be an opening here? How can we do this? Because, of course, Diane, in your situation, and we have dear friends who are in a very similar situation, so we're very familiar with this process, it really is about that decision for what's best for your son right now, but it's always that horizon of what's best for him long term, when possibly you're not here to do all this work for him. Are we getting him in a situation where there's provision for long-term care.
Yeah, not just
here.
The immediate concerns.
Exactly.
Diane, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you through this process, don't hesitate to reach out to us. By the way, I talk about all these steps of discernment, plus a whole lot more, in my book, The Discovering... Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at my wall trying to find my title. The Life God Wants You to Have. Gee whiz. The Life God Wants You to Have, Discovering God's Plan When Human Plans Fail. It's all about discernment. It's all about walking you through the steps of making these decisions confidently, and I think that it'll be a great follow-up to the suggestions we've made here on the call. Again, The Life God Wants You to Have. It's all about discerning God's will, especially when we feel confused or our own plans haven't worked out the way we wanted. Thank you so much for the call, Diane. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us again here or through CatholicCounselors.com or with the book, The Life God Wants You to Have. With that, we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. What decisions are you facing that you're not quite sure what to do about? Are you trying to decide what to do about the way someone's been treating you? And you're really kind of fed up with, you know, how that's going, but you're not sure how to respond. Are you trying to decide whether to stay in a particular relationship, whether it's a friendship or other kind of relationship? Are you trying to decide whether to stay in your job or pursue some new opportunity? Whatever. Or is there somebody else in your life you're trying to support in making a decision? However indecision is affecting you, we want to help you apply those steps of healthy discernment so you can know God's will and confidently take those next steps. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls after this.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
He is honored by the Church as a saint with the title of the Angelic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Thomas Aquinas wrote a basic textbook for young theology students that became the Church's most famous guide to the faith, the Summa Theologica. It helped him earn the title Doctor of the Church. He died in 1274.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
This Ave Maria program brought to you in part by the following nonprofit.
One of the greatest threats to your family isn't a disaster or a virus, but addiction. In nearly every family and every pew, someone is silently struggling. Beginning July 11th, Shalom World TV and the iThirst Initiative present Unshackled, a powerful new series on the Catholic Church's response to the addiction crisis, bringing together leading voices to discuss real healing. Stream it beginning July 11th at shalomworld.org or on the Shalom World app.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today's show is titled Difficult Decisions. We all face difficult decisions, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to make those decisions with real confidence and courage instead of sitting around feeling confused about what to do? Well, that's what we want to talk about today on More to Life. How can we discern God's will for all those decisions, big and small? Or if we're trying to support someone else in making a decision, how can we make sure that the support we're giving them is really the right kind of support? Let's walk through the steps of healthy discernment so that you can feel confident knowing what God is calling you to in your life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, I can tell you one thing that I can rest assured in you that you should be doing at 12:30 today. If you have not started doing this yet, please join EWTN for the Jubilee of Youth from Rome, with a special gathering of U.S. pilgrims and more this afternoon at 12:30 Eastern on EWTN Television and EWTN Radio Extra. I know I watched it yesterday with my daughter, who has a ton of friends there, on YouTube. There's a great experience happening there. And the homilies, the talks, the things that are being covered, and just seeing the joy and the enlivenment of our youth who made this pilgrimage from all over the world for this Jubilee experience is so beautiful and uplifting. So EWTN is proud to bring coverage of the Jubilee of Youth from Rome to you at 12:30 today on EWTN Television, EWTN Radio Extra.
And that's 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central. So
that's
check it out.
The Eastern part is important.
We're talking about discernment today on More to Life. And, you know, one thing that I mentioned is that, discernment isn't just an individual thing. It's for families and couples, too. But a lot of times couples and families struggle to know how to discern big questions or the different questions that affect their marriage and family life. That's one of the reasons we created Catholic Home, and that's spelled H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. It's an app, but much, much more than an app. It's a place to turn for daily coaching and support for your marriage and family life and parenting. Lisa and I are on the app interacting with subscribers every day, and all of our team of pastoral counselors and coaches are there to help give you their expertise and advice and guidance and tips and resources to help you build the marriage and family life that God is calling you to. In addition to that, you can also get a treasure trove of creative, faith-filled resources to help you experience living the faith at home in simple and fun ways. Check it out. Become a subscriber to Catholic Home today. You can get 2 months free when you choose the annual plan of just $149, or go month to month for $14.95 a month. One subscription covers both parents and gives your whole family access to all the creative activities. Check it out. And we'll be back with your calls coming up right after this on More to Life.
How do the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, fit into our prayer? The Catholic Catechism says we enter into prayer as we enter into liturgy through the narrow gate of faith. We seek and desire the face of the Lord. It is His word we wish to hear and keep. The Holy Spirit instructs us to celebrate the liturgy in expectation of Jesus' return and teaches us to pray in hope. Hope is nourished in us by the prayer of the Church and personal prayer. The Psalms, especially through their concrete and varied language, teach us to fix our hope in God. Love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Prayer formed by the liturgical life draws everything into Christ's love for us, which enables us to respond to Him by loving as He loved us. Love is the source of prayer. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism. May the good Lord bless you.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live streamed or broadcast mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Do you need to have an important conversation with someone? Here's a tip. Do twice as much listening as talking. Don't do it as a technique. Listen because you're genuinely interested in what the other person thinks, what motivates them, and what their goals, concerns, and needs are. Successful conversationalists may not agree with everything the other people say, but they're careful not to rush to judgment.
They ask questions. They show real care and concern. They look for points of agreement to build on. They don't try to change the person they're speaking with, but they do look for ways to be a positive influence while deepening the relationship. Christians call this approach accompaniment. To learn more about being an effective listener, especially when it comes to building a better relationship with your adult kids, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, difficult decisions. Are you facing a tough decision? Not sure how to respond to a challenge you're facing or a difficulty in your life or relationships? If you are facing a decision or wanting to support someone in making a better decision, let's talk about those steps of discernment today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now to Brian and Andrea, who are calling together from South Carolina.
Hey, Brian and Andrea, what can we do for you guys?
Hi, thanks for including us on your show. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. So what's going on? What are you trying to figure out?
So let me give you a little background, and then we'll get into our questions. So we're a family of eight children, which range from 27 down to 10. We're currently living in South Carolina for the last 7 years and originally from Pennsylvania. And we're trying to discern schools, which would involve a move back to Pennsylvania. But it would also involve leaving our children that are, you know, grown down here, that have kind of settled down here.
Interesting.
Yeah. So last year, Andrea homeschooled. She can't do that this year. And for various reasons, the Catholic schools in our area are not an option for us, and we don't want to send our kids back to public school. We found a very, very nice school up in the Philadelphia area that we would love to send our younger children to. Not a great fit for our high schooler, but a fit. And we're just trying to discern this whole thing because it would involve a major change for us, a move away from our children. So seeking your counsel on how to approach that and maybe any thoughts you have.
Okay. Are the two of you sort of in a similar place or you have sort of different minds about what you'd like to do?
So I would probably rather stay down here. Andrea is a little less settled down here and is, I think, a little more excited about the school up in the north.
The school is a very beautiful school. It is a classical education, and it is rooted in the Catholic tradition. It's Regina Luminous in Pennsylvania, and it's just a very beautiful school that I would love. Our kids would grow closer to Christ in that school.
Okay, so let's talk about just some general principles here of good discernment. I'll give you some resources as well, and also just some general things to keep in mind. So first of all, when you're discerning this, right, what you want to be doing, and I would really encourage you to be praying about this as a family as well as a couple. And when I say that, yes, that involves things like, you know, for example, a family rosary about it or a chaplet about it. But it also kind of needs to mainly include talking to God out loud in each other's presence about your specific desires and concerns. Because the goal here in talking to God about this out loud in each other's presence is that you want to give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to really help you listen to what he's saying to you through each other, through those desires and through those concerns. And by talking it out loud to God, as if he was there in the room with you, you know, as the person who loves you most and knows you best, you're able to not just bring those concerns to God, but really listen more clearly to what he's saying to you through the needs and through the desires and through the concerns that both you and your spouse have and you and the kids have. When we go, the second point here, when we go into discerning these kinds of things, we have a tendency to lead with our idea for the best solution possible. I think this is what we should do. I think this is the best thing. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But in discerning it, we need to step back from that and ask ourselves, what is the good that I'm trying to serve? What is the need I'm trying to meet, or the positive things I see about pursuing this solution, right? So in other words, Andrea, you said, you know, I think the kids would go closer to the Lord with the school. So that's the good. It's not I want to go to the school. It's I want the kids to grow closer to the Lord, right? And Brian, you know, you were saying, you know, I'd be more comfortable staying here. You know, it's not that I want to stay here. It's by staying here, I think that this would, for instance, facilitate our relationships with our adult children, that it would help us to remain a good, loving family community. Whatever those goods are behind the proposed solutions that you're discussing, that's what you want to start with, right, in discerning. Because if you just start with, well, should we stay or should we go, with apologies to Clash, you're polarizing the discussion from the beginning, and you're not giving God the opportunity to really inform your hearts about what he wants for you. So as you're praying about this, it's, you know, Lord, you know, this is really what's on my heart, what I think the best solution is, and here's what I want to achieve, okay? You know, here are the things that are important to me. Help us figure out a solution that includes all of those good things that are on both of our hearts. So if that means doing something else entirely, we're open to that too.
We're open to that. So, Lord, we want our children to be as close to you as possible. We want to live in a loving family community with our older children and have that support for one another forever. We have a lot on our hearts about how we want to be living and raising the rest of our family that remains with us. Help us to see your will. Help us to see the best possible solution for all of our desires and concerns, and then really be listening together for that.
So it's you're getting away from the, you know, Lord, help us decide whether to move or to stay. But it's Lord, you know, what's on my heart is that I want my kids to grow closer to you and to really love you in the church, and I really feel like this option would be the best way to do that. But I'm open to any way that you could show me that you want me to walk that would really bear the fruit that I'm looking for. And Brian, you know, I really would rather stay because of these things, but you know, help us to be open to whatever option would serve those needs and goals as well. And so, you know, you're proposing your ideas to God, but you're open to the possibility that he might have something better in mind, right? And you're continuing to pray and reflect on that while you gather information and really talk about what are all the options that would enable us to satisfy all the desires that God has placed on each of our hearts. Because the thing is, in couple discernment especially, it's like putting a puzzle together. You know, God will often give one piece of the puzzle to both the husband and the wife, separate pieces, right? And we think, well, when I pray about this, God's told me this is what he wants me to do. And then our spouse says, well, when I pray about it, I hear that this is what God wants me to do. And it's like the exact opposite. God isn't lying to one of you or playing tricks on one of you, and one of you isn't just being dumb. It's that God is emphasizing certain needs and desires that he wants for both of you, and he's expecting you to pray and discuss those things openly and with humility to be able to discern together the solution he wants for you. The last thing I'll throw out here, okay, before I give you a resource, and this has nothing to do with whatever you decide. Okay, I don't have a dog in that fight. But just generally speaking, something to keep in mind.
Just something to keep in mind as you pray through it.
If any listener's major concern is drawing kids closer to the Lord,
yes,
all the research really shows that where you send the kids to school matters a lot less than how the faith is the source of the warmth in the home. How effective you two are at, or the whole family is, at really not just praying together as a family or doing spiritual activities, but to what degree does the faith inform the closeness, the joy, the peace, the connection within your home? And that's what the research really shows is the most significant factor in whether kids own their faith as adults.
And really are living their life close to the heart of the Lord with him in mind.
Literally,
all the time.
Everything else is secondary. Where we send the kids to school, whether
what kind of parish we go to,
whether
if they're
involved
in
youth ministry.
All of that is just extra supporting actors in you having that loving, caring, warm, faith-filled home.
That even applies to spiritual practices like family prayer and regular participation in the sacraments. Of course there should be family prayer, and of course we should be regularly participating in the sacraments. But in order for that grace to stick, it all comes down to how much is the faith the source of the warmth in our home. So as you're discerning this, ask yourself, for example, would a move to that school facilitate the kind of family closeness that would enable our children to experience the faith of the source of the warmth in the home? Or would staying put do that? Or is there a third thing that would enable us to create that kind of faith-based warm relationship within the household that, you know, we could be anywhere and send the kids to school under any condition, and we would know confidently that we were raising godly kids? Because all those other things really are secondary to that primary thing. And in fact, that's why we created Catholic Home, that's spelled H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, to support families like you in raising godly kids, because the way we live our faith at home and the way our kids experience the faith as a source of the warmth in the home is the single most important factor in determining whether kids are going to own their faith as adults. And that's not easy to do, and nobody teaches Catholic families how to do it. And that's why we created Catholic Home, to not just teach families the information, but actually give you the coaching that you need every day to pull it off.
So, Brian and Andrea, your hearts are in the right place. We love that you're such intentional parents to your wonderful family. Really be identifying what you're trying to do here instead of the how, and saying together, Lord, we want a close, connected family. We want our children to love you more than anything in their lives. We want to do everything we can to help them be your children, and for us to support each other in that journey. Help us know what your will is.
And help us to take care of each other while we work together to figure it out.
Okay? Amen.
So it's not a confrontational or oppositional thing. It's help us to discern your will and help us to take care of each other while we work together to figure it out. A couple of resources to follow up. I already mentioned the one. If you're interested in getting, you know, regular support in pursuing these goals, I really encourage you to become members of the Catholic Home community. And again, that's Catholic, H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. You can subscribe wherever you get your apps. The second resource, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which really talks about how do we invite God into these decisions as a couple so that we can really be discerning together what God's will is for our families, instead of just what I think I want or what you think you want and then battling it out. Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. Brian and Andrea, thank you so much for calling in. We always love getting calls from couples, and I hope that these suggestions will take you down the next steps in your path of discernment. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here through the Catholic Home app or CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show titled Difficult Decisions, as we talk about those times we feel a little stuck, trying to figure out what we should do, what we should say, how we should respond, what decisions we should make. What does God want us to do? Well, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. We're walking through the rules of healthy discernment. And with that, it's time for our scripture of the day that comes to us from Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5.
Make known to me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me by your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and for you I wait all day long. This is exactly what we were just talking about with Brian and Andrea. Saying to God, teach me, Lord. Guide me, Lord, in your truth. Guide me in your ways, so that I can serve you, so that I can love you, and I will continue to ask you and wait on you, and give me the ears to see and to hear what you want me to do, and the eyes to see what your plan is.
A reminder from the Psalms to not just rush into doing what we feel is right or what we think is right, but rather to really prayerfully sit on the Lord. Sit in the Lord's grace. Gather some information and bring that back to prayer so that we can discern God's will. I'm going to take a much-needed break. We'll be back with your calls at 877-573-7825. Back after this.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Are you struggling with a persistent emotional or relationship problem? Maybe those thoughts and feelings won't leave you alone, or your marriage has grown distant, or a wound from your past still aches. Too many of us tell us that we should be able to handle it alone, or that good Catholics shouldn't need help. That's not true. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, founder of CatholicCounselors.com. My team of pastoral counselors will help you find solutions rooted in solid psychology and our Catholic faith, so you don't have to choose between getting real help and staying true to what you believe. Visit CatholicCounselors.com and discover how we can help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Difficult Decisions, as we talk about the steps of discerning what path God wants you to take and walk in those steps confidently. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jamie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Alabama.
Jamie, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, Greg and Lisa. Thank you for having me and for hosting the beautiful show. I'm really thankful for the opportunity.
That's so kind. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I'm right down the road from EWTN. I'm in Tuscaloosa currently.
Aren't you blessed?
Yes. So my question for you both today is, I'm trying to discern a career change. So I've been on this path probably a little over a year now, where I'm in academia currently. I'm a professor. And I just have not felt like my research has really been making the type of impact that I see fully for myself. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of, like, red tape and bureaucracy that's involved with being in a academic institution.
Sure.
That's been frustrating for me. So I've been looking at these avenues of working for a nonprofit, or perhaps lately discerning whether I need to do something related to a Catholic vocation. And when I say Catholic vocation, I mean like working for Catholic charities or maybe young Catholic professionals, some Catholic organization. I did have a time where I was discerning whether I needed to be called to religious life, but I think I'm hearing God pull me towards the sacrament of marriage. So that's also another layer here. I'm 36, single, never been married. Really didn't see marriage for myself up until really the last 6 months of my life, where I've been really feeling God call me, like, you would be great as a mother, which would be healing for me in a lot of different ways, but that's like a separate topic. But anyhow, so I just have a lot in my brain about, you know, a career, like vocation change that's meaningful and that's going to do God's will. And then also, you know, this family, like sacrament of marriage. I don't have a partner currently. So that's also scary to think about, like whether I'm being called in that way or not, to not see that clear path,
so,
you know.
So let me ask you this, because it sounds like you've got some sense of direction. You know, have sort of some tuggings on your heart about where God's leading you. Where do you feel like you're getting stuck, or what? How can we help you?
I feel like I'm getting stuck on, you know, what if I need to do something related to, like, keeping in line with what I do currently, which I study substance abuse, and I don't know if I, you know, if that topic is, like, really meeting all of, like, the desire I have. I'm being pulled, though, to, like, I think do, again, like, maybe more, like, social justice work. It's still in line, again, with what I currently study, but, like, more in, you know, this nonprofit.
So you feel like you're kind of being forced into a choice between some different things that you're interested in, and you're not sure kind of what God's leading you to with all of it. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, that's a good summary. And also, just a quick point, too, I have, in high school, I was kind of pulled between, you know, studying, like, psychology and then doing art. And when I say art, I mean drawing and illustration. I actually went to a charter school for art in high school. And so my sister and I have actually been talking about this recently, where she's reminding me, you know, like, Jamie, God gave you that talent of art. Like, what if you did something related to that?
I'm going to jump in just because they're going to play us out in 3 minutes, and I want to make sure I give you something to hold on to before we go. So we have a tendency, when we're praying about things, to treat God as if he's an either-or God. And he's much more of a both-and God. What I mean by that is that God has a plan for using all of your gifts and all of your talents and all of your interests. He doesn't want any part of Jamie to go to waste. We have a hard time figuring out how that all fits together, because a lot of times we feel like, well, but these are very, very different paths, right? So let me just tell you a little bit about kind of our own process of discernment, or you know, even my own personal kind of process here. There are a lot of things that I love, right? I love ministering, right? I love speaking and teaching, and I love performing, and I love writing, and I love puppetry. And these are all very different things, right? And in praying about all this, but when I say puppetry, you know, the day I sent my applications to grad school, I also sent an application to Jim Henson Productions. You know, anyway, my point being that I pray, okay, Lord, all these things you've placed in my heart, and I know that you have a plan somehow to fit all these things together. I have no idea what that could possibly be. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to develop all of the gifts you've given me as fully as I possibly can, and continue to pray about how these things fit together in your plan. So that as I go down the road, I'm going to experience more integration, because God's going to show me bit by bit how all these different parts of me fit together into the vision he has for me. And I believe that's what God is doing in your life. It's not a matter of choosing, do I pursue this specific path or that specific path? It's how do I develop all of the gifts that God has given me while I do what I need to do to pay my bills for now, and continue to pray about how all these different gifts fit together into a unique mission and charism for my life, and a unique way of living that God has for me. And so rather than making a decision prematurely or too hastily, I really want you to just develop all of those gifts in whatever ways you have the opportunity and the time to do. And really keep bringing back to God, okay, Lord, you know, I'm working hard to develop all these gifts and accept whatever reasonable opportunities come up in all of these areas for me. Show me how to bring these things together in the unique package that you made me to be. And the more you do that, the more that God can work in you to reveal the unique life that he has created you for. We talk more about this in my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is really all about discernment, but also about kind of leaning into all of the gifts and talents God has given us to really discern that particular mission and charism that God has given you. And so I'd encourage you, as a follow-up to the suggestions I'm making on the call here, to check that book out, The Life God Wants You to Have, because I think it will be helpful to you. But, you know, don't treat God as an either-or God. You know, really see him as the God who has the plan for all this stuff that you're passionate about, all these things that are on your heart. If something's on your heart, you know, we need to keep bringing it back to God. Okay, Lord, if this isn't from you, then take it away. But if it remains, I'm gonna assume that it's remaining because you want it to be there. And if you want it to be there, then you've got a plan for making all these different parts of me fit together. Because that's God is all about integration. And if he's given you those different parts, he wants to see them as a whole. He wants to see you as a whole. And he has in mind a plan for bringing all those parts of you together. And it's going to be really exciting to figure out what that looks like. Just trust him, keep developing all those gifts, pursuing opportunities in all those areas as they come up, and keep praying for how you can bring them all together into that whole package that God has for you. Jamie, thank you so much for the question. I hope that these suggestions will give you a different way of thinking about all this and some new ways to discern God's path for your life. For more ideas, check out The Life God Wants You to Have, which is our book on discernment. You can pick it up at CatholicCounselors.com. If you'd like more personalized guidance in these areas, don't hesitate to reach out to us through CatholicCounselors.com. This is a big part of what we do in the pastoral counseling practice. We hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you really clarify God's plan for your life. And that goes for you listeners as well. If you're struggling to discern God's will for your marriage, family, or personal life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Let us help you pursue those changes and solutions in God's grace. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.